Okay, day 34. Doesn't quite have the same ring as 33 as our as you completed your 33-day consecration, but nonetheless, this is a day I just wanted to just briefly spend some time on. Will not be a long episode at all, so rest assured, I won't talk your ear off today. But did have some very nice things I wanted to go over and reflect on after you've made your consecration. So, but as always, you know, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving and gracious Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our days that you have given to us. And thank you for allowing us to all walk together as we continue to grow closer to our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. And we thank you for all of our gifts, all of our talents, and everything that you have given to us. We are nothing without you. And we ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us as we close out this final day of our journey together on our consecration, as we learn about ways that we can continue to grow closer to Jesus through our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. So all of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm pulling this day out of Appendix B in the book, but this book that Father Donald Galloway wrote is just an astounding resource. Absolutely incredible. So although we did a substantial amount of work in this book with the consecration, I would encourage you to please take a look through some of the other appendixes, the resources, the addendums that are in here that have wonderful resources to continue in your journey and your as you grow in your faith and grow ever closer to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Today we'll be again just reviewing some of the great things to consider after you've made your consecration. So without further ado, let's just review these here. Appendix B, after the consecration. I promise to honor thee, Saint Joseph, every day by some special act of devotion and by placing myself under thy daily protection. Saint Alphonsus Liguori. The fruit of consecration to Saint Joseph is for you to resemble your spiritual father and become Joseph-like in virtue. The purpose of consecration to Saint Joseph is to make you an apparition of Saint Joseph in the world. People need to see the virtues of Saint Joseph in you. Your words and actions should reflect his holiness, purity, love, humility, prayerfulness, and sacrificial spirit. Additionally, those who have consecrated themselves to Saint Joseph are not required to wear an external sign of consecration. You may choose to wear a scapular or a medal or some other sacramental in honor of Saint Joseph, but it is not required. The most important thing to remember is that you are the sign. Now, to prevent the initial fervor of having consecrated yourself to Saint Joseph from wearing off, I suggest you do one or all of the items listed below. 1. Recite a daily act of consecration to Saint Joseph. See page 239. 2. Pray to Saint Joseph every day. For example, Saint Faustina recited an Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, and a Memorare to Saint Joseph every day. 3. Continue to pray the Litany of Saint Joseph on a regular basis. Try to memorize it. 4. On Wednesdays, spend a little more time with Saint Joseph than any other days of the week. 5. Practice the 7 Sundays devotion to Saint Joseph. See pages 157 to 159. frequently pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary in honor of Saint Joseph. 7. Make a pilgrimage to a church or shrine dedicated to Saint Joseph. See page 283 for some options. If possible, join me on a pilgrimage. I lead 3 to 4 pilgrimages a year. You can view my pilgrimages at www.fathercalloway.com. 8. Annually renew your lifelong consecration prayer to Saint Joseph. You don't necessarily have to redo the 33-day preparation, though it's not a bad idea. 9. Start a consecration group in your parish, family, diocese, convent, seminary, or religious community. See page 249 for how to conduct a group program. It requires a little effort and is easy to do. Jesus and Mary will greatly bless you for spreading devotion to Saint Joseph. Consecration to Saint Joseph launches the first worldwide movement spreading consecration to Saint Joseph in the 2000 year history of Christianity. Be part of the movement. 10. Pray for the Pope to declare a year of Saint Joseph. 11. Pray for the church to establish a feast in honor of Saint Joseph's fatherhood. Every day, pray to Saint Joseph and seek his protection. Blessed Marie, Leone, Paradis. I think I got that pronunciation. Maybe not. But, okay, so just going through these briefly here. After the consecration. So the first thing that they, Father Calloway recommended, is recite a daily act of consecration to Saint Joseph. And I know that there are some examples on page 239. I will say, too, is if you have consecrated yourself to our Blessed Mother, there are ways that you can actually combine your daily renewal prayers for your renewing your consecration daily. That's something that my wife and I do as we make our daily prayers there. But if you've if this is your first consecration, I would absolutely encourage you to look on, if you have the book, look on page 239, or you can even look this up online as well. But coming up with a daily act of consecration to Saint Joseph. Again, this is something that you could even write yourself. As you develop and continue to strengthen and grow closer to our spiritual father every single day, this is something that you can design and develop too, which is wonderful too. 2, it says, pray to Saint Joseph every day. I know Saint Faustina was, she did a Our Father, a Hail Mary, a Glory Be, the Memorare to Saint Joseph every day. I'm not saying that you have to be like Saint Faustina, although she did have a wonderful example of how she prayed to Saint Joseph every day, but start in ways that you're comfortable with. Continue to pray the Litany of Saint Joseph on a regular basis. Try to memorize it. Actually, when I was reading through this, just over the 33 days, not that I zoned out, but I kind of went into autopilot mode because I after reciting it so frequently, you do become very familiar and actually start to memorize it, which is pretty cool. So, if you have a moment, I don't think that the Litany of Saint Joseph took more than just a minute or two of your entire day. So it's a very powerful litany. As you very well know, we spent a day learning about each of his titles and extraordinarily special designations that only Saint Joseph has. So, another thing here, it says on Wednesdays, spend a little more time with Saint Joseph than other days of the week. I see your Wednesday, Father Calloway, and I raise you here. I raise you five. And I'm referring to, there's a group called E5 Men. And I would encourage you to, if you have time or, if you're physically able to, do this, there's a group called E5 Men, that you can find online. But the essence is referring to, Ephesians 5, where, men love your wives. And, the first Wednesday of every month, is an opportunity that, that you can fast for your wives, your daughters, your, sisters, your mothers, any woman that is special to you. This is a day that you can dedicate to them, or offer your fasting, for them, on the first Wednesday of every month. And this is a day that, yes, you absolutely can, use this day, to spend a little more time with St. Joseph as well. The E5 Men also has, a special forces group that, offers, prayer and fasting, two or more times a month. And, that is something that, some people work up to, or, some people are perfectly fine with just the fasting and prayers on that first Wednesday. But, this is just something else I thought of as we were going through this. You can definitely, as moving through these here, you can definitely practice the seven Sundays devotion, to St. Joseph as well. Have the opportunity, frequently pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary in honor of St. Joseph. I know in here on, again, on page 283, but again, you can look some of these up online. You can make a pilgrimage to a church or a shrine that's dedicated to St. Joseph. As we were reading through some of these days, I know that there are many places I'd love to visit that that we discussed in here, up in Canada, over in New Mexico. The miraculous staircase is something I would I love to see that. That'd be so amazing to just bear witness to there. That just the pictures, I just was mesmerized by the pictures. It was just incredible work, and that's our spiritual father. So. Doing work for his children. Eight mentions annually renewing your long form consecration prayer to Saint Joseph, this is something that you can do again on the feast day that you made your consecration, or if you would prefer to shift gears and do your renewal on a different day, and maybe change that from, maybe on the Solemnity of St. Joseph. But either way, at least renewing your consecration in the long form annually. And again, it says that you don't necessarily have to redo the 33-day preparation, but I can tell you just in my own experience, just going through this a second time was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. So, and if you're feeling ambitious, feel free to start a consecration group, set the world on fire, and help others become apparitions of Saint Joseph, for others. So, that's another opportunity there that you can, after you make your consecration here. Moving on, praying for the Pope to declare a year of St. Joseph is something you can absolutely add into your prayers. And also praying for the Church to establish a feast to honor St. Joseph's fatherhood. I know that earlier on, I'm trying to remember what day that was, actually. I'm trying to think of it here. I know it was earlier on where you can also pray for the for the marriage of Saint Joseph and Our Lady to become a feast day too. I know that was in January. Oh goodness. It was in January. The 23rd is what's standing out. Don't quote me on that one because I'd have to, I would have to look that up, but, but praying for, the church to honor, the marriage of our spiritual father and our blessed mother, as a feast day someday would be so beautiful to see. I know that the world could use, could really use the example of what a beautiful marriage is truly about, and to help to help promote the the nuclear family there. And and again, as we read that Satan despises fathers and fatherhood and despises the family, do whatever makes him mad and do what is most pleasing to God, and praying for that to someday become a feast day would be a wonderful, wonderful feast to have for the church. So, and if you had anything else that you, again, are able to, contribute after your, after you make your consecration, all of these things are, again, these are all things that are add value to all the work that you've done up to this point over these 33 days. But most of all, it's the most important thing is be a apparition of Saint Joseph for the world. This is again, it mentioned that there's no sacramentals or outward signs that you have to wear after you make your consecration, because you are the example that is to be set, and growing closer in your relationship with Saint Joseph is the biggest part of this. So go to Saint Joseph, run to Saint Joseph again in good times and in bad, and give all praise to God for everything that He has given to us here. So again, congratulations again on making your consecration. And I wanted to wish you all the best as you continue on this journey, because this is not the end. This is the beginning of something beautiful that I'm so happy that you were able to follow through with here. So I encourage this for others, and I encourage you to also encourage this for others to go to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. So have a great day, and thanks again for walking this journey together. So take care.